So great to have you with us here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're taking up grilling with Mad Dog and Merrill coming up next. It's great to have them with us. Always great to have Jill Nadeau with us as well, because here we are in a spring member drive, isn't it, Jill?
That's right. It's spring, Larry. It's actually kind of feels like summer out there these days.
But. Yeah, it does indeed. It's grilling time for sure, and it's also donating time, I would say that. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes a big difference.
Maybe we should be giving out brats instead of T-shirts. You know, member drives are really an important time to make sure the funding is in place for the news and the information that you rely on from WPR. Your gifts, your funds, the Larry Mueller Show, as well as all the other WPR shows that you value. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Funding for public media has been in the news a lot in the last few weeks, and we want you to know that while all funding is important, voluntary listener contributions make up the biggest and most reliable source of funding for us.
It does, and that means that your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important you are, make a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you ask a WPR member like me, for example,
and me
and Jill, why do we give? Well, it feels good, and you feel better about listening to WPR when you give. It feels good to know that you're part of making something special happen.
That's right. It makes a difference. And I was a member before I was an employee. So make your first ever gift of, you know, maybe it's $10 or maybe it's $20 a month. Enjoy the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. It starts with your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it.
It's just a comfort to me to have it on while I'm making dinner. And
gives you a whole different perspective on things.
Many, many times I've listened to the radio and it's made me laugh or cry.
Wisconsin Public Radio is my source
for connecting to the world.
For everything I like to hear on the radio.
For everyday listening.
Please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 during our spring drive. Jill Nadeau has joined me, and we're here to tell you that listener support's the biggest source of our funding. And that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It really does. And giving to WPR is super simple. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount. How about $10 a month?
And it comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
If you've already made an annual contribution or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you so much. You are the backbone of WPR.
And if you haven't given yet, join tens of thousands of dedicated WPR members when you donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That's right. You can do so much together. And this member drive, support the WPR programs that you value and ask for your WPR camp mug. And this is a green stainless steel mug.
It's got a handle.
It's got a handle. Although, if I don't camp, Larry, can I still get it?
You can still get it.
Okay, thank you. I've got special permission. Ask for yours when you give $30 a month now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And it'd be a great time to become a sustaining member when you do it. It's easy to set up, convenient, and ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
Marcy in Milwaukee says, I learned so much from hearing knowledgeable, informed guests on WPR. And we've got a couple coming up.
We certainly do. A couple of characters as
yeah,
far as,
characters.
But they're really good grillers.
They are.
The
best.
Well, your time right now. Very powerful if you make your gift. Makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much. And we got to turn to those guys. Mad Dog, are you there?
I am, Larry.
Well, that's good to know. Merrill, how about you?
You know, I would be here all the time. I'm here. I'm with you all the way.
Mad Dog and Merrill are better known as, well, Mad Dog and Merrill, I guess. They are nationally known. They're recognized and self-proclaimed grillologists. And the hosts, if you haven't seen their show, their TV show, you got to take a look at it. The TV show is titled Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. They've written, they have that TV show. They've written several cookbooks together. They got their own spices and all kinds of things going with them. So we're going to fire up the grill with them right now. And you can join in with your questions, comment, or maybe your story. Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, spring's here. It's usually grilling time. It certainly is for me. But you guys do it all year round, don't you?
Oh, yes, we certainly do.
Go ahead.
All right. Mad Dog, we'll go to you.
Thank you. Yeah, we do, we certainly do, especially with the technology of the grills nowadays that are on the market. It's so easy. We don't have to mess around with the charcoal anymore. You know, I've got a nice little pellet grill, and I use it all the time. And I use my Bluetooth, and I use my Wi-Fi. I can start the darn thing from the house, and I don't have to worry about a thing in the middle of the winter. So it's all great.
Merrill, are you like some people I know who decide to clean their grill at the start of the year in spring by getting a good coal fire going and then just putting the grill top, the grill back on top of it and then rubbing it carefully with your wire brush? Or should we be doing more than that?
Well, you know, I mean, the main thing is that you want to do, if you haven't, if the grill's been setting for the last 3 or 4 months and you haven't used it, you do want to fire it up. You know, let it go for a good 15, 20 minutes. You want to shut it off. Take some rags if you like. Wipe the top off the grates. Take the insides out. Wipe the bottom of that grate. Clean it off very well. Then replace everything. And then you're really all set to really ready to go. You just want to make sure that you got to clean off right off, right off the start.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with that for sure. Mad Dog, you mentioned pellet grills. Not everybody knows about pellet grills, I don't think, or how they are used.
Well, you know, you'd actually be pretty shocked. You know, the pellet grill industry is, I don't want to say taking over the market, but and it's actually saving the industries. You know, we got the young adults out there that would rather be on their Wi-Fis and rather be on a computer and be playing games and stuff like that, when they're realizing they can use their Bluetooth like I do and use a Wi-Fi, and they can digitally control that unit. And then they're kind of like appreciating. So we're talking to 20, 30, 40-year-old men and women who are smoking briskets and racks of ribs and pork shoulders that I never dreamt would ever happen again. So it's kind of nice. The pellet grill industry is great. They got sear stations now where you can throw over a little lever and you got a 1,000-degree temperature for like reverse sear or just searing steaks and hamburgers. They are extremely nice. They're part of our television show, and we love them.
Well, here I sit with two charcoal Weber grills, and then I got a Weber gas grill that I spent more than I spent on my first car for.
Right. That must have been one doozy of a car, Larry.
Oh, it was a dandy.
It sounds like a Studebaker to me.
I can't even tell you what it was my nickname for it. It was a Comet, but I had another word for it. I spent a whole lot of money fixing that car up.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah, it is amazing. Yeah, well, we're just celebrating our 15th year anniversary of our television show.
I wanted you to talk some more about that because I went back online to your website, Mad Dog and Merrill, and there is a fantastic. If somebody hasn't seen the show before, the excerpts that you've kind of got from the show and a little promotional thing for a few minutes long is, you're going to say, oh, gosh, I got to watch this.
Well, the trailer is great that you're talking about, the little trailer that's on the website and stuff. But actually, our business partner put together a 15-year collage of several of the places that we've been at. It's a two-part series, and it's airing this week and next week in all the stations. But it's just, it's amazing to try to remember. You know the routine when you start doing things for 10, 15, 20, 40, 50 years to remember all the events you're at. And the 15-year anniversary show is just amazing. It really is. And then go to our Facebook and find out how to watch it too. But it's a fun little show. We have a piano man, Fast Freddy, on the keyboards. It's like an old vaudeville show, and probably next to Wisconsin Public Radio, the best entertainment ground.
And you guys, speaking of shows, you guys have got one tomorrow. You're going to be doing your television show from the center of the Northwest Hemisphere. Now, why the heck?
We'll be up in Athens, Wisconsin area at the 4590 geographical marker, and you're absolutely right. It's halfway between the equator and the North Pole, and east and west, there's another center of it. And we're going to be there, and it's, of course, being in Marathon County, we're going to be doing ribs on the grill and also rib steak, because Rib Mountain's right there. And we're just going to have a hoot of a time. In fact, I got some beautiful racks of ribs, the full racks. The full racks of ribs are on the grill right now with sauerkraut and butter and beer and brown sugar cooking in a Dutch oven. And that's part of it. They got a cool little prep work right now. So they're cooking with a Dutch oven right now. So we're doing the spare ribs, and we're not doing the baby backs. And the spare ribs are delicious, and they're nice and fatty. They got a lot of meat on there, but they got that great marbleization. And people don't know how to cook them, so we're doing them in Dutch oven. I did one earlier today with our new barbecue sauce. We have a Ripbeer barbecue sauce on the market. Just came out this last month, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. So we did Twigs Ripbeer in with the Ripbeer barbecue sauce after I seared the ribs off, and I cooked those in a Dutch oven, and they turned out phenomenal.
I haven't seen that yet. I mean, is that available? I haven't. I know I see it in some of the store, other products of yours in some stores, but I haven't seen that one yet.
We're really proud that all 50 Fleet Farms took our products, and they're out this week. The Ripbeer barbecue sauce. All the Meijer stores carry it, and also Festival Foods and Piggly Wiggly. So they can find it just about any place now. But we're really proud to get the Fleet Farm stores, too.
Yeah, that's great. Mad Dog and Merrill, our guests today, we're talking grilling. We haven't gotten into the grilling part of it yet, but we will get into the grilling part of it. Jill Nadeau's, her mouth is watering as we talk. It's always hard to interview you guys at noon. We haven't eaten anything, and then we're talking about your ribs and the sauerkraut and the butter.
If they start talking about vegetables and fish or shrimp, maybe they'll start to water.
They are good on vegetables. We can get to that definitely with them. And we will as soon as you make your contribution.
That's right.
To WPR during our drive. When you give, you're supporting this program and all the shows at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, your gift during this spring member drive is so important because it directly supports your daily listening. The trustworthy reporting and the thought-provoking conversations that you come here for are available thanks to you. So choose an amount and then give a gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we tend to have a lot of fun along the way, too.
We try.
You can learn a couple things, but you can also have a lot of fun doing it. And we're listener supported. We try to do that because we think that helps the whole process. When you can laugh a little bit and have a little bit of fun and learn a couple things along the way, that's what we're all about here. And when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your contribution.
Why don't you become a sustainer when you do that? You just choose a monthly gift amount to come from your bank account or credit card, and it will continue as long as you'd like.
WPR is one of those things you never want to live without, so make your support ongoing with a sustainable gift. Convenient and flexible as well. Get started now. It could be $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Cheers. Celebrate your love of WPR with the WPR Engraved Camp Mug. This stainless steel mug has a lid and double wall vacuum insulation. It does a great job of keeping hot beverages hot and cold beverages cold. Where would you take your WPR camp mug?
I would take my mug for a walk around the neighborhood.
I would fill it with delicious instant coffee while I'm gathered around a campfire in the morning.
You won't know what I have inside it, but you will see me with it all summer long.
Take your WPR pride and your favorite beverage on the go for $30 a month. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-222-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. And your support makes this program and many more possible when you give. And your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
And however you choose to give, thank you very much. Your support is so powerful. And there's still something more that you can do to help. Tell a friend to join Wisconsin Public Radio. Our community would welcome them.
They certainly will. You can spread your love, tell your friends, you can inspire them to make a gift, tell them about the mug and all the t-shirts that Larry has.
That's right. You know, it is surprising that some people still don't know about Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's your job to let them know. And when you call up, you can ask for your WPR camp mug, and when you give $30 or more a month, it's a double-walled mug. It's got a lid. Like Larry said, it's got a handle. It's great for sitting around the campfire, and you can show off your WPR mug. So just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Maybe today you make the day you increase your support by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Like Sandy in Bailey's Harbor says, I like the expanded airtime for Larry, the Larry Mueller Show. Nice.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I've gotten used to it.
Yeah. A little bit more work.
A little more work, but yeah.
But we enjoy it. And what about you? You enjoy it? Your gift right now will make a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking grilling today with Mad Dog and Merrill. Always great to have them come by and visit with us, especially during our member drive. You can join in. The number's 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org. And let's take a call. Tom in New London. We'll go to you. Tom, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mad Dog and Merrill.
Hey, Tom.
Historically, I've done meat on the grill, and my wife does the vegetables inside on the stove or something. But I'd like to begin to do the vegetables on the grill. Can you give me some suggestions for a good vegetable to do and how I would do that on the grill? I imagine it's indirect.
I think he said he still uses charcoal. But.
Sure. Well, you know something? We do a lot of baby reds and Yukon golds, the smaller Yukon golds, and it's a great vegetable to start with, you know, Wisconsin taters. And we just put a little oil on them, a little seasoning on them, and then go directly over the medium heat, and you just char them until they're done. You know, you can turn them and roll them around. Tomorrow we're doing on the flat top griddle, we're doing, this is for Jill now, we're doing beautiful green beans, portobello mushrooms, spinach, cilantro with a nice little Mediterranean dressing on it. We're stir frying that a little bit with some Parmesan cheese. And we do have some strips of ribeye steaks that we're going to cook kind of rare and then cut them into strips and serve it like a salad at the end. So there's a lot of great ways to do veggies on the grill. Whole carrots on the grill, Brussels sprouts, and not necessarily indirect. You can do them on a nice medium-low heat and get them nice and semi-charred on the outside. Not really charred, but they cook through extremely fast. Good sugar content.
Well said, Mad Dog.
Know, Tom, hang on listening here, because I bring this up every single time they're on, because one time Mad Dog and Merrill came to my house, and they were really good about this. We had a little listener dinner kind of thing at my house, And they did beets. And yeah. I thought, what the beets on the Mad Dog, tell Tom about beets on the grill and how you do them.
Well, first of all, you go to your local farmer's market right when they're in season, and they're one of the first vegetables in the midsummer, and you dust them off a little bit, you wash them up, and all you really do is toss them right on the darn grates of the grill, and you cook them like we talked about with the little Yukon Golds and the little red potatoes, the baby reds, and you cook them the same way until they're you can pierce them with a fork all the way through, and they are the most delicious ones in the world. They are delicious. Now, I think in your case, I think we cheated a little bit and used the canned beets, but they're the whole beets, and they're just absolutely delicious. They're all pre-cooked, so you just roll them around a little bit, slash a little Italian dressing on them, and they were good, weren't they?
Oh my goodness me! And you had other vegetables as well, and I questioned about the beets, but then. And I think Mad Dog, you were the one that said to me, "Oh, you just wait; those beets will all be gone." And
they were today buttery delicious, weren't they?
I went back for seconds, and there were no seconds there. Somebody else had beat me to it, and they were all gone. Tom, if you want to try something really different. Your wife's going to go crazy over those beets on the grill.
And you know something? I just butt in here, Larry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, have you ever done radishes?
You know something? We tried bacon wrapped radishes were a hot item for a little bit. So we tried them on the grill, and to us, they get a little too soft texture. I want a nice, crispy, firm, bitey radish. But we tried them, and we tried bacon-wrapped Oreos, too, and that didn't work out too well.
Oh, my God. Well, I wonder why. That sounds disgusting.
Well, but it was a trend, and when you look at things like Facebook and this Internet stuff on that everybody's trying, if you don't try it, then you're not part of the vulgar people grilling.
True.
But I think, truthfully, our favorite vegetable to do on the grill is take a nice 6-7 inch zucchini when they're nice and firm. You cut it into pickle shaped spears, quarter them up into pickle shaped spears. And there's a couple ways you can do them. Roll them in Italian dressing, roll them in Parmesan cheese, and just toast them on the grill. But we roll them in Italian dressing, roll them in Parmesan cheese, and then we mummify them in bacon. And then you slow cook them indirect that way on the grill. And it's like candy, like bacon and candy on the inside. They're so sweet and delicious. It's great.
Oh, when you talk Parmesan cheese, I like to do that with asparagus.
Yes. Yeah, Meryl taught me that one.
Meryl, how do you...
Asparagus is so easy to do on the grill. All what you need to do is... I like using Italian dressing all the time. Marinate it in some Italian dressing. Take the, marinate that in the bag. Take the I call it asparagus. You take the asparagus out of the grill, out of the bag, place it on the grill, roll the asparagus around, and sprinkle the mozzarella cheese on it. It's just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I love asparagus that way. You can join in too, by the way. Number to call 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. And, you two advocate for buying locally grown and harvested food. Mad Dog, you want to talk about that?
Yes. Doing this as, 46 plus years as Mad Dog and Merrill. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, locally grown. But it means more now than ever, of course. And it's just better quality. It's better for the environment because it travels less to get to your table, and it's just good for the local economy. It really is. So buying local, it's a local farmer's market. Make it a family tradition. Take the kids, take the nephews, take the grandkids to a local farmer's market when they start up, and they're starting up really soon now. And, we always try to promote two different associations here in Wisconsin, and Something Special from Wisconsin. If you go to them, you can find out where to find those locally sourced items that you might be looking for in particular. And also another great one, and we do a lot of work with Wisconsin Ag Tourism. And honest to goodness, if you want to take some day trips during the summertime, winter, fall, spring, you got corn mazes, out there. You got Strawberry Fest, you got Mushroom Fest, you got Cranberry Fest, you got wine tours, you got beer festivals, all these different things that are based on Wisconsin agriculture that are fun events here in Wisconsin and you know, keep the money locally. It's a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely is. And you're also, and before we take some calls, you're also involved in something called Grilling with a Purpose.
We're giving 1%, and 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but we're giving 1% of all our profits this year, our net profits from the barbecue sauces. I think it's net, could be gross. That's our business partner that's helping out with it. But 1%, and then you take other companies giving 1% and 1% and 1%, and it all goes to the great cause, and it's just another way to give back. You know what I'm saying? It's just another way to give back. I've been blessed working with Merrill for 46 years.
It's about time he starts giving me back. You know what I'm saying?
My money-wise. My back is so sore from carrying you for 46 years. It's terrible.
I know I've gotten heavier, but it's worth it, that's for sure.
You think Jerry Apps got some fish tails? I got some tails to tell, let me tell you that.
Hey, they both goes the same, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, man. Well, Lennon Appleton has a question or a comment. Let's go there. Hi, Len. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Larry. And hello, boys. How are you? Len Nelson here. Known you guys for, 30, 40 years, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I still brag about the chili cook-off at work that you guys picked my Texas Red as the winner, so appreciate that. It's the only thing I've ever won in the culinary world. But, hey, I got a question. Big debate in Wisconsin is when you're making brats, a lot of people call it parboiling, like you're making brats in beer, right? And so I don't think you should boil the brats ahead of time because it kind of might cook out the juices before you put them on the grill, but I sort of simmer them for a while to get them at least hot, and then I put them on the grill so they don't have to be on the grill so long and they stay a lot juicier. Then I put them back in the beer and onions. Wondering what you guys think is the best method. Put them straight on the grill, simmer them first, parboil them. What do you do?
That's always been a big controversy of everybody talking about how you do your brats. One way we like to do is just go ahead and brown them up and then put them in a beer brine, you know, and put a little onions, green pepper in there, sauerkraut, then let them simmer
butter,
in that.
Butter?
Oh, yeah, I can't forget butter. I'm sorry. Gotta have butter. There are so many different ways. We get asked that all the time.
And I don't think it's how you cook your brats as much as it goes back to buying local, supporting local. You know, when we started 46 years ago, there were just bratwursts. That was it. Now we've got all these beautiful local butcher shops, meat shops throughout Wisconsin cropping up. And they've been there for years, but some new ones cropping up. And they got 30, 40 different flavors of bratwurst. And you can sit and experiment all summer long on bratwurst alone and enjoy them all. And it doesn't matter how you cook them. It just goes back to going to that local meat market and trying different varieties. There are great ones out there.
Oh, there are indeed. Len, thanks a lot for calling. Again, you can join in. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. You know, we were talking with Jerry Apps about his book about fishing, and we haven't talked about grilling fish yet. And I think a lot of people might be interested in your comments on grilling fish.
Salmon is a good one to start, whether it's lake trout or salmon, because it's the most forgiving. It's got those great oils in there, great omegas in there, so you can overcook it a tad bit. You don't have to worry. Leave the skin on it. We do a coffee rub. We were just on Fox 11. They air our television show weekly here. So we were just on with the new with Jill's new show there, lifestyle show. And we did cedar plank salmon. So we took equal parts of brown sugar, coffee, and herbs and spices. We made a coffee rub. We put it on top of the salmon. We slapped that on a wet plank. And all we simply do is char a tip of the plank so that it heats the plank and gets some smoke going. And the rest of the plank is off to the side a little bit so it's not over the direct heat, just so it, you know, gets the rotating. Anyway, we cooked that salmon for a half hour, 30 minutes. Turned out delicious, nice and firm and wonderful. You know, you can do walleye, you can do catfish, you can do anything else on the grill. It helps to have a cast iron skillet when you get to the crappies and the bluegills and the such like that, and then pan fry them. So, but fish on the grill. We do a lot of shrimp. We do a lot of mussels. We do a lot of scallops.
Oh man, scallops on the grill! I've never done scallops on the grill.
Oh God! The best way, truthfully, is a cast iron skillet, nice hot skillet, and get just a little oil and flour those little devils, and just a few minutes on both sides, and toss a little garlic in with them, they're good. I love them.
Oh man, I'm hungry now.
Anyway. before we get Jill upset, we won't talk about frog legs on the grill.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
How long would you do a frog leg on the grill? Not to bother Jill too much, but
doesn't take that long to do frog legs, as long as you've got them oiled up in your favorite seasoning. But they only take about 4 or 5 minutes on each side. Go with a little bit lower heat, but they're excellent. They're one of my favorites.
They are delicious, and if you get some good squid, the body of the squid. And you do the, little glitz in the boil, and you do like you would a morel mushroom. You can do it in a skillet, or you can do it directly on the grates of the grill. But just open them up slightly, and then a little oil and seasonings, and just nice soft little touch heat, and they're just phenomenal. There's so many things you can do on the grill.
You guys are phenomenal, and it's great to have you on during our spring member drive. And Jill Nadeau has been throwing, and she cringes a little bit when we get her out of the meat because she doesn't eat any of it. But maybe you're like Jill, or maybe you're like me and enjoys ribs and everything else you find on the grill. We cover it all here on WPR, and we're in our drive. Very important that you help support all the programs you enjoy today. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That's right. We try to have something for everybody. And Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-powered, and that means that your support makes WPR's news, analysis, conversations, and weekend fun, as well as weekday fun. Come on, we're having fun here. Available not only for yourself, but for the entire community. You're sharing. Thank you for making WPR's public service mission possible with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio, it's your radio station. You come here for talk about ideas, whether it's an interesting little nugget or something big that could change history.
That's right. Your whole day can be changed by something you hear. That is the power of great radio programs like the ones right here on WPR, and that's the power of your support.
Tom, who called in earlier, is going to try beets on the grill. And so that's his little tidbit.
I'm going to try radishes.
I don't know about the radishes.
Slice them, they'll be good, I'll bet.
All right. This may have, should we talk about the drive? I suppose we should.
Oh, that's right. That's why we're here.
We got to drive. And we joke around a little bit, but it really is important. You can become part of the service. And we have thousands of people who rely on us, and for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, actually, who rely on us for good programming. And you can help make a difference for those hundreds of thousands of people and all the other folks here in Wisconsin. Make a difference. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Now think about maybe just giving a dollar a day. Maybe that's the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. And when you think about it, a dollar a day is really a great value. It's certainly less than a cup of coffee or a soda these days, or certainly a day of cell phone service.
I'm way over a dollar a day. But a dollar a day, it's $30 a month.
Yes.
Okay, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account. You can put it on your charge card, but do it right now. Make your gift. It's an amount that should be right for you. That's what I'd like to say. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Bruce, thank you very much. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Your gift right now is important because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
And maybe you've been listening to WPR without giving because you didn't know that we're listener-supported. Well, obviously we are. The largest source of funding for WPR programs comes from listeners.
Or maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you liked what you heard. You're still listening, so now's the perfect time to support the programming you rely on. Your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And don't forget about the camp mug.
That's right. You can ask for your WPR camp mug. It's a lovely green stainless. It's a green that will not blend in when you drop it. So it's a bright green, a stainless steel mug with a lid that keeps your hot beverages hot and your cold ones cold. Ask for yours when you give $30 a month. Now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And now's a great time to become a sustaining member, easy to set up, those convenient ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card. Get started now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Maxwell in Eau Claire says, I love the routine of listening to a variety of news every day while I'm on the road for work, no matter where I am in the state.
Your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Talking grilling today with Mad Dog and Merrill. It's great to have them with us. They're nationally recognized grillologists, the hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', and several cookbooks together and all kinds of spices and everything else that they've connected with grilling that you could imagine available. And the website, by the way, Mad Dog is, I just wrote in Mad Dog and Merrill to find it, but.
It's days of entertainment right there. It really
We're
is.
We're talking days.
Yeah, we have our own YouTube channel and everything else, you know. So, you know, we got, and you can stream live, not stream live, but you can do like Roku and everything else. You know, if you go to Mad Dog and Merrill, you can find out how to watch the television show that way. I just checked on those ribs in that Dutch oven in between the break there. And those ribs with that sauerkraut are just smelling just absolutely delicious. You know, the Dutch oven, you know, just what a way to cook, you know. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. That's a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
Bill, have you ever done zucchini paddles on the grill? Just nice zucchini paddles and made them into maybe sandwich forms in place of meat?
No, I have not, but I've heard of that. You know, and I don't, I've got just got a little charcoal grill, so I don't have anything fancy. Yep. So it's a lot of work to do it.
Well, you can pan fry. You know, just cut them into like half-inch strips lengthwise, cut the ends off half-inch strips, and just a little oil or Italian dressing or oil and season them. And just pan fry them till they're tender and put them into a nice whole wheat hoagie bun or something, maybe with a little pizza sauce and onion and pepper and black olives on it and stuff.
That sounds wonderful.
If you do cheese, you want to melt a little cheese over the top.
Yes.
And there's so many veggies you can do on the grill. There's, you know, it's just it's kept us busy for 46 years.
Bill in Oregon, Wisconsin, emailed, now, here's a beet guy, and he said, if you're starting with big beets from the grocery store, you got to peel those beets. You got to cut them into quarters to half-inch slices. Toss them with some salt and pepper, a bit of olive oil. grill a couple of minutes per side, depending on the heat, then move them to indirect heat for 5 to 10 minutes, depending on thickness, and serve. Oh, he serves them with some warm goat cheese.
Oh, delish. Delish.
All right, I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah.
That is very, very, very good as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Sounds awesome to me.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a bit about planning a menu. Is there a trick to getting everything done at the same time on the grill? I mean, I've got all these grills, so I can get them going in different directions. And
you know, timing is amazing. You know, it's like I'm doing prep work today for the television show tomorrow. In the TV show, you know, we have 3 segments. Each segment has at least 2 different recipes. So we got 6 recipes going on. And at the end, you want to display everything. So timing is everything. And something, Meryl, and I never thought we would do is accessorize with a good digital meat thermometer and just get a good meat thermometer because, you know, cuts of meat are getting leaner and leaner, Larry. Jill, you wouldn't know that, but the cuts of meat are getting leaner and leaner. We have to treat them with tender, loving care. We don't have the marbleization and the fat. Except for some of the good butcher shops that are cropping up, got the Berkshire hogs and good marbleization going on. But, you know, we have to treat them with more tender, loving care, and you do have to time things out a little bit differently.
How do you, I'll put you on the spot. Which meat thermometer do you use?
I guess it's a commercial plug, and I apologize, but we're talking about the Pellet Grills Pit Boss. Pit Boss, if you go on their website, they got smoke tubes on there that you can add smoke no matter if you have an electric grill, a charcoal grill, a pellet grill, it doesn't matter. But they got a digitally controlled one, meat thermometer, that you can actually recharge the battery in it. It comes with like a telephone little cord charger. And you open it up, and for us, Larry, it's large print. and it really is, and you know the Pork Association, they would cringe if they looked at Betty Crocker and Fanny Farmer, you know, 35 years ago at 185 degrees, because if you got a pork tenderloin and you pop it off at 140, 142 degrees, let it raise up to 145, 147, you cut into that pork tenderloin, it's pink on the inside, the juices run clear, you can literally cut it with a butter knife. And it's the most delicious cut of meat in the world. But when you overcook something that's lean, you know, like we did a lot of goat and a lot of lamb this last couple of years. And venison, wild game is the same principle. You know, if you don't catch it at 135 to 140, I don't want to say it's inedible, but, you know, it's so lean cut of meat and healthy for you. It's healthy for you, but it's lean.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I want to bring up the smoke tube. I want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
I used a smoke tube yesterday, and I didn't even use it in the grill, but I didn't even start the grill. But yesterday, I went ahead and smoked some bourbon. I smoked some almond nuts on there, and I actually smoked some fish on there also, some salmon, a cool smoke. It came out absolutely excellent. It was just phenomenal. And then I actually, another big thing is smoking cream cheese. You go ahead and sear the cream cheese a little bit if you want to, or if you want, just do some knife marks on it, place it on the grill, and let it go for about close to 2 hours of cool smoking. But it's absolutely great. Season it up. Had it on crackers. It was fantastic.
So the smoke tube, Larry, the smoke tube is a stainless steel with perforated holes in it. You fill it up. It's a tube with one open end. You fill it up with wood pellets that you put in a pellet grill. You use a natural starter or a butane torch to ignite it, and they're dry pellets, so it takes just a matter of like 2-3 minutes. It'll flame up. And any fire starts, it flames up for about 2-4 minutes. It'll die down, but all those little embers are going in the pellets. You set it gently on your grill or inside your grill, and it'll bellow of smoke like you wouldn't believe. And there's different size ones that'll go for, you know, you can smoke when you're smoking brisket or pork shoulders, they'll go for 6-7 hours. But in our case, if you do hamburgers or steaks or chicken thighs or breasts or something like that, you can add smoke to it that way. Or like Meryl said, you can cool smoke cheese, bourbon, shrimp. You can make your own lox. I know people who have the smoke tube and just do the salmon and cool smoke it for several hours with that tube, and you got your own lox, you know, for lox and bagels.
And on that lox and bagels note, you got me so hungry. I've got to hurry up and get this program over with so I can go get something to eat, man.
I got ribs and kraut for you.
Mad Dog and Merrill. Oh, what is so much fun having them on the show. And we have to get them back when we have even more time to talk with them, Jill.
For sure.
They're a lot of fun to talk with. And we're in our spring member drive. We're coming up to the end of our show today, so it's important to remind you that as a listener, you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in. And I guess that's thanks to your support. Listeners provide our biggest source of funding. And when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible.
And thank you so much if you've already given. If not, there's no time like the present to fund the independent journalism and meaningful conversations that you count on from Wisconsin Public Radio. So choose the amount and then make a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, those last couple of minutes when Mad Dog was talking about the proper temperature and when to take meats, for example, off, or when Merrill was talking about the smoke and mentioned some items that I hadn't even thought about.
Cream cheese. Oh, my gosh, that sounds so good.
Bourbon.
That wasn't where I was going, Larry, but you know, you like what you like.
I mean, we had a couple of tips there right at the end that are, you know, a broad range of people could benefit from that. And we're listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you and make your contribution.
And ongoing monthly gift is a reliable and convenient way to support WPR programs. In fact, more than 26,000 sustainers agree.
Join them, and we think you'll like it. Set up a monthly amount to come from your bank account, or some people do put it on their credit card so they get the miles. I think
right.
is what they
but
do.
But it's better for us if you do it on your bank account. But, you know, you gotta weigh that.
Well, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yes.
Your donation, it's going to come automatically when you do it that way. And it's good for us. And it's easy for you to get started. A gift, 10, 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount that works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is important because it provides an unbiased report of news, information. It's a one-stop shopping center for information and learning, as far as I'm concerned. I do not listen to commercial radio anymore. I have no time for it. I don't like to be shouted at. I like to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I appreciate all of that because that makes that listening so much more enjoyable.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau, counting on your support for the quality program you value with WPR during our spring member drive. I hope you'll help us out. Contribution, $10, $20, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference.
That's right. And you can turn on your radio every day or your streaming service or whatever without any upfront charge. And you can enjoy hours of, you know, in-depth conversations, great entertainment. And WPR is available to everyone, because listeners like you help cover the costs.
And we have so much fun putting this program on. Jill and I get lots of laughs, but we also get, I think we get a lot of emails. We get a lot of comments back from people about a way that they've been helped through the program, through our program. I hope you'll contribute right now as we end the show. Go to WPR.org, make your contribution, or you just phone 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for contributing, and thanks for listening today. It's been a lot of fun.